This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has performed another successful test at its long-range rocket launch site. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In New Zealand, police divers spent Saturday searching for two victims of a volcano eruption that left at least 15 dead and dozens severely burned. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says they are also planning another search on the island.
We're working towards a plan that hopefully has us going back onto the island tomorrow, but that's not finally decided yet. We've got to make sure that the planning process is meticulous for the reasons that I've spelt out previously. But we're out in the sea near the island, near the jetty, with the dive squad. The police dive squad's been out there since early this morning, and they've been joined this afternoon by the Navy dive squad with the HMNZS Wellington back on scene.
Police believe one of the missing bodies was sighted in the water close to the island by rescue teams on Tuesday. The European Commission says its member states will hold a donors conference in January in Albania to help the Balkan country rebuild after an earthquake that killed 51 people last month. The quake left more than 13,000 people homeless and damaged more than 14,000 buildings. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris